Hi guys, this is our podcast. We'll find a bunch of teenagers expressing their views on basically anything we want, varying from decisions of the government to the fate of Raj Arena. Today, two fellow earthlings join me, Revanth.
Namaste, and Yash. Guys.
Konnichiwa.
Namaste. Konnichiwa. Okay, so the world is... Okay, so we have to talk about fake news, right?
Yeah.
Haan, bhai, out of syllabus na puchhe na.
Haan, bhai, chalo. Then let's start. Okay, the world is currently going through a pandemic. Countries all over the world imposed lockdown to curb the spread of the virus. Researchers and scientists are trying to find the cure. But today, I'm honored to inform you that finally, an Indian student from Pondicherry University named Ramu found a home remedy cure for COVID-19, which is for the very first time accepted by WHO. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an example of fake news. Or as Donald Trump would say...
And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
There have been numerous claims talking about a kaha made out of simple kitchen ingredients like turmeric, ginger, and honey, which when taken for 5 days can crush the viral spread.
Oh, guys, as we talk, a middle-aged uncle somewhere in this country must have forwarded a message saying that eating jaggery would cure the coronavirus.
Okay, while all of these may work as excellent zukham remedies and may even replace paracetamol for some, there is no truth to the claim that this home remedy can cure COVID-19. These are some mere examples of fake news we got to see during this pandemic. Fighting fake news is a growing preoccupation of the tech platforms, the political parties. Oops, I actually wanted to say many people are starting to grow concerned about the well-being of a fellow citizen and the democracy being hijacked. People believe that fake news is something new and is linked to the advent of social media somehow. Although true, but it's only half the story. Government and politicians, anyone in the business of mobilizing public opinion, Facebook, have always invested in disinformation drives to build narratives of their choices. In fact, it is because news media is no longer seen as the arbitrator of truth, having lost credibility due to complicit and motivated reporting it has done over the years, that fake news has been able to thrive till now. The coming of social media has merely decentralized the creation and propagation of fake news. It is this that has led to the difficulty in controlling or eliminating fake news. So guys, I've got some questions lined up for both of you. So let's just dive right into those. So my first question to Revanth. Revanth, what do you think about the response to fake news, the people's response to fake news?
Yeah, man, to answer that question, what I think personally, mujhe aisa lagta hai ki that people get carried away by fake news very easily, mainly because it targets their emotions and not the basic facts. But yeah, they tend to sway the public opinion. I've seen many a times people make mistakes and that like leads to someone getting injured. For example, let me share an incident. A 65-year-old man in Indore, he was tested positive for COVID and he passed away sadly. His family was to be tested for COVID-19 and a bunch of doctors and other health workers, they reached their house to test them. Aur in logon ne kya kiya, they beat up those doctors and health workers. Why? Because they had heard about a fake news that these doctors would take away the young people of a certain community and inject them forcefully with COVID. And that was just a fake news. And because of that, wo doctors ki health critical ho gayi. And yeah, man, I think that answers the question.
And do you think the government's current response is suffice to eliminate or to control the spread of fake news?
I think that the government is concerned mainly with building a mandir right now, although I'm not pointing any fingers. But yeah, I think that the government, they should treat this with a bit more seriousness.
And Yash, what? Please share your views on the same.
I mean, to share the views, I guess Gen Z and the Boomer gang, they share the stage, I guess, regarding if the stage is fake news, we're part of the same club. We share things in the heat of the moment, like a few days back, I saw on Twitter, verified accounts were tweeting this, "Rest in peace, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee." So I was like, oh my God, man, this is big news. So I ran a simple fact check, doing a few Google searches here and there, and you find, and I find his son's tweet saying that he is alive, just in a critical condition. I mean, my family group got a WhatsApp forward regarding the same earlier than the doctor himself would have got the check results. So this, this is the condition. People do things in the heat of the moment. Yeah. Aur kya kahun matlab.
Sahi baat hai. And Revanth, do you think that the Indian media has degraded? The status of Indian media has degraded. Like at one time, it was the flag bearer of truth. And it even helped India in gaining independence. Let's be honest here, right? Do you think its status has been lowered and it has lost its glory?
Yeah, man. Considering the great newspapers and the great press of that time, the Kesari, the Indian Express. Yeah, man, I would surely say that it has been degraded. I think that time, the press, unka jo major kaam tha, they were more involved in telling the people, ye revolution, ye revolt is part of India mein conduct ho raha hai. People actively participated in that, and that ultimately helped India gain independence. And nowadays, I guess that the news channels are more concerned with how a girlfriend cheated on his boyfriend and took all his money and ran away. Although I'm not saying that it is not of importance and all that. But yeah, man, they also need to be concerned about the world issues and what is all going on in the world.
True.
Okay, so just a side question. What is your opinion on primetime debates?
that question, I guess we'll talk about that some, like we'll talk on that topic someday else. Ki kaise do log sirf ladai karte hain ye prove karne ke liye ki who's correct and who's wrong.
Who's correct and who's wrong bhi nahi, ab to TRP ka hi bas mamla hai.
Yeah, dude. Man. Money is the game right now. No one cares ki sach kya hai, jhoot kya hai.
Bhai sab shayar ban chuke hain.
Sahi baat hai. And okay, so yes, moving on, coming back to the topic. How should we tackle the whole scenario as citizens?
As I said earlier, as citizens, all we can do is, you know, run a few fact checks and all. So honestly, what I believe is that you can't actually stop the spread of fake news. Oftenly, it's just miscommunication that takes place. To put it this way, it's a never-ending game of Chinese checkers. Even if you put 100% legitimate information out there in the world, someone's gonna skip a line or two, make up their own conclusions, share their thoughts among other people, mostly their friends, and boom, they've set up a new tale. So even if you're supplying legit information, it's just miscommunication. People are dumb, dude.
Actually, what I think is that ki people, agar mere ko koi fake news aa rahi hai aur main usko padhu aur wo mere ko achhi lage, to main usko believe karna chahunga, right?
Man, they compose
and
it that
I
way.
Won't run a fact check. But the thing is, now this is a necessity that we need to run a fact check after we receive a forward on our family WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, man. They compose it so nicely. Like, I'll be reading a news here and they'll take the name of some Spanish newspaper. So I'll not even bother to check. And like, yeah, this looks authentic.
Kyunki foreign hai, toh sahi hai.
Sahi baat. Exactly.
So what do you expect from the government to do, you know, to curb the spread?
What can we expect from the government? I mean, as Revan said, we can expect them to do a few things more here and there. But to be honest, I think there's not much that they can do about this. If you're spreading something, I mean, if you're posting something on your own page, no one's going to come and ask you to take it down. I mean, unless it's some major revolt going on around. So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not stoppable, what I guess. People have to be that literate themselves.
Yep. So though we can draw a conclusion that people need to verify the news on their own and do not depend on one platform.
Yeah, man.
Do you agree with this, Revanth?
Yeah, Yash? Bro.
There's no reason not to agree to it.
Correct. Okay, so thank you guys for joining me. And for the listeners, if you're still listening to us, we thank you very, very much. Seriously, very, very much for giving your invaluable time to us. And we hope you like the show. So until next time, goodbye and have a good day, night, afternoon, a week, whenever you're listening this. See you all soon.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, man. And just like we are ending this, भाइयों मैंने देखो ये बात सुन लो. पहला है, we'll improve, है ना? Roast करना.
हाँ हाँ हाँ.
Let it be constructive criticism. That's all I'm gonna say. Donald Trump wants to get along with Russia. This is terrible. This is terrible. Russia is a ruse. It's all fake news. It's all a ruse. Not true. It's all fake news. Russia is a ruse. Fake. It's all fake news. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake. What the fuck, bro?